School Advance Crossing. A crosswalk where school children cross the roadway is ahead. Reader's note: the sign is a yellow-green pentagon showing two children walking to the left. The sign below it says ahead. End note. School crossing. Placed at the location where school children cross the roadway. Obey signs from school crossing guards. Reader's note: the sign is a yellow-green pentagon showing two children walking to the left. The sign below it shows an arrow pointing down and to the left. End note. Turn. Sharp turn to the right just ahead. May be shown as left or right. Reader's note: the sign is a yellow diamond with an arrow beginning vertically near the bottom of the sign and turning horizontally to the right. End note. Reverse turn. Just ahead, the road turns sharply right, then left. May be shown as left or right. Reader's note: the sign is a yellow diamond with a vertical arrow starting near the bottom, then making a horizontal right turn, then turning 90 degrees to the left and pointing toward the top. End note. Reverse curve. Just ahead, the road curves right, then left. May be shown as left or right. Reader's note: the sign is a yellow diamond with a vertical arrow starting near the bottom, angling right, then left, and pointing toward the top. End note. Curve. There is a gradual curve to the right ahead. Slow down to the safe speed indicated. May be shown as left or right. Reader's note: the sign is a yellow diamond with an arrow starting vertically near the bottom and angling toward the center of the upper right side. End note. Advisory speed plaque. Supplements a warning diamond sign to indicate the advisory speed for the condition. Reader's note: the sign is a yellow square with the number 15, and below that the initials M, P, and H. End note. Winding road. The road ahead is winding with a series of turns or curves. Reader's note: the sign is a yellow diamond showing a curved line with an arrow pointing toward the top. End note. Crossroad. A four-way intersection is ahead. Be alert for cross traffic. Reader's note: the sign is a yellow diamond showing two lines crossing at a 90-degree angle. End note. T-intersection. The roadway ends ahead. You must signal before turning right or left. Reader's note: the sign is a yellow diamond containing the letter T. End note. Side road. A roadway joins from the right. Be alert for vehicles entering the roadway. Reader's note: the sign is a yellow diamond showing a horizontal line near the center. A vertical line connects with the left end of the horizontal line. End note. Roundabout. A roundabout intersection is ahead. Slow down to recommended speed and yield to all vehicles approaching on your left already in the roundabout. Reader's note: the sign is a yellow diamond with three curved arrows making a circle. End note. Traffic merging from right. Adjust speed and lane position to allow traffic to merge safely. Reader's note: the sign is a yellow diamond with a line from the lower right connecting with the vertical arrow pointing toward the top. End note. Railroad crossing. Advises the motor vehicle operator of a railroad crossing ahead. It means yield and be prepared to stop if a train is approaching. Reader's note: the sign is a yellow circle containing a large X in the center with the letters R on each side. End note. No train horn. Installed under the railroad crossing signs in locations where a quiet zone has been established. Trains do not blow the horn at this location. Reader's note: the sign is a yellow diamond with the words "No train horn" on it. End note. Guide signs. Green and white signs give directional and distance information. Diagrams direct the exit and entrance movements at interchanges. Slow-moving vehicle warning. Vehicles which travel 25 mph or less, such as farm equipment, must display these emblems when using a public roadway. Reader's note: the sign is a triangle with an orange center and black edges. The points have been straightened. End note. Service signs. Blue and white signs direct motorists to services such as hospitals, gas, food, lodging, etc. No passing zone. A yellow no passing zone pennant shape sign may be found on the left side of the road at the beginning of a no passing zone. Reference post marker. These signs are located on Nebraska highways in 1 mile increments to serve as a reference point for drivers to use when assistance is needed or an emergency exists. Reader's note: the sign is a vertical green rectangle. The number 44 is shown vertically. End note. Handicapped parking. Parking spaces reserved for those with handicapped parking privileges. Reader's note: the sign is a vertical rectangle with green arrows near the bottom pointing to the sides. The borders and lettering are green. The sign contains the words reserved parking and the wheelchair symbol. End note. Route markers. Signs used alone or in combination with arrow directional signs mounted below. Reader's note: there are three signs showing route numbers. The first is a shield. The top quarter is red and the bottom three quarters blue. The word interstate is in white letters near the top of the blue section. The number 80 is in white and is below interstate. The second sign is a black square with a white shield containing the black number 83. The third sign is a black square containing a white sign which tapers near the bottom and which has number and letters in black. The word Nebraska is near the top. Below that is the number 2, and below that is a drawing of a covered wagon being pulled to the left. End note. Dynamic message signs. These signs provide important information to travelers. Messages can be changed to reflect the current conditions, route traffic, in form of construction schedules, incidents, etc. Most message signs are permanently mounted along freeways, while others are portable and can be used at construction sites during special events and in the event of a major traffic incident. 3B-6, Work Zone Devices. A highway work zone can be easily identified by unique orange warning signs immediately preceding the work zone. The orange signs with messages in black letters are reserved strictly to identify work zones. In addition to alerting drivers as they approach and enter work zones, black-on-orange signs are used within the work zone to convey specific information and directions to drivers as they pass through the work zone. Remember, black-on-orange signs identify work zones. How should you react to work zone warning signs? Recognize that when you see black-on-orange signs, you are about to enter a work zone and should stay alert. Advance work zone signs may require you to take some action, such as shifting your vehicle to another lane or reduce your speed. When you are expected to take some action, black-on-orange signs will convey the message far in advance, so you will have enough time to take the action. Do not wait until the last minute to take action. The signs provide sufficient time for the driver to react without impeding traffic. Flashing arrow panels. Large flashing or sequencing arrow panels may be used in work zones to guide drivers into certain traffic lanes and to inform them that part of the road ahead is closed. Work zone signs. These signs are used to notify drivers of unusual conditions in or near work areas. Most signs are diamond-shaped. Reader's note: there are six signs that are all orange. The first one is a rectangle that says detour, with an arrow pointing to the right. The next five are all diamond-shaped. The first one says roadwork ahead. The second one says roadwork 1,500 feet. The third one is a picture of a man holding a flag in his right hand. The fourth one says one-lane road 1,500 feet. And the last one says, road closed 1,500 feet. End note. Flagger warns drivers of construction or maintenance on the road ahead where a flagger wearing a bright-colored, reflective orange vest is stationed at the site to control traffic. The flagger uses a stop-slow paddle to either stop traffic or allow traffic to proceed. When you see the flagger sign, stay alert and be prepared to stop. If you are required to stop, remain stopped until you are directed by the flagger to proceed. Channelizing devices. Barricades, vertical panels, drums, and cones are the most commonly used devices to guide drivers safely through the work zone.